Blog Talk Radio.
Brother, how are you? Good to see you, brother. Guys, you're feeling good. Good to see you.
Good morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Good to see those back who have recovered. Thank God for that. And we'll have some that are out, but thank God for the ones that have recovered and are here in the house of the Lord. Thank God. We ask his continued blessing be with us. Ask that he would continue to look down upon us with favor. I just want to look at this. Sister Webb is asking for a special request for her husband. Spiritual and physical health to be uplifted after healing. And also her children, her girls, healing from the Lord. Thanks to remember that in prayer. So we'll hold that up in prayer for Sister Webb, knowing that she's there taking care of her husband, holding to her wedding vows. We thank God for that. Amen. Yes. Let us look to the Lord. We're trusting others are on their way. And thank God that we're allowed to be here today. Amen. Miss our dear brother, man. Know that he's in therapy and getting stronger, to get stronger in his legs. And so we thank God for that. And God's blessings to be upon each and every one. Let us look to the Lord. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we come before your throne of grace and mercy. We come, dear Lord, in the humblest way we know how, seeking your favor and seeking your will for our lives. We want to thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for your precious, precious love for each and every one of us, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for your Son who died that we might live. We thank you, Lord God, for the life that he has given us abundantly in him. We thank you, Lord God, for the privilege and opportunity to be able to call upon your name, dear Heavenly Father, in prayer and worship, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, when we look out and we see our dear brother, Levester, back in the house of the Lord after being sick, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for you bringing him through, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for touching and healing him in his body, Lord God. We know, Lord God, there's nothing too hard for thee. And we thank you, Lord God, for dear brother Levester. Ask that thou would continue to look down upon our dear brother with favor. Remember his request for his family members, his daughters, his son, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, he seeks to see them saved, dear Heavenly Father, before it's a day and hour too late. And remember his grandbabies in a special way, Lord God. Thank you likewise for seeing brother Reggie out this morning, Lord God. We too know that he was sick on last Lord's Day. And thank you, Lord God, that you touched and healed him in his body, brought him out, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your continued blessing upon him and his household, Lord God. Remember his companion, Miss Nancy, and his son, dear Heavenly Father, his grands and great-grands in a special way this day. Father God in heaven, we want to pray and lift up brother man this morning, dear Father. Although he's not with us, dear Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you for our dear brother. We truly miss him being in the house of the Lord. We miss, Lord God, his beautiful smile, his praise, Lord God. And we miss, Lord God, even his request, dear Heavenly Father, for those who are less fortunate than others, Lord God, remembering those who are out on the streets, dear Heavenly Father, those who did not have a roof over their head and food and clothing, Lord God. And, oh, he always asks us to remember our neighborhoods, Lord God. And so, Lord, we lift him up today, dear Heavenly Father, to you, Lord God, knowing that you're able to touch him and strengthen him in his body, dear Heavenly Father, spirit, mind, and soul. Let him know, Lord God, that we love him. We're still praying for him, Lord God, and we're looking, dear Father, to see him one day to come again in the house of the Lord, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember Sister Carol. We thank you for her being here. Thank you, Lord God, for your hand of love and mercy extended unto her. Thank you for all that you've done for this dear sister and how you have blessed her, Lord God. Each and every turn of the way, Lord God, you have sent manifold blessings to her, and we thank you for that. Ask that you would continue to be with her in her home, Lord God, and watch over, protect her, and keep her safe, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, thank you for Sister Regina being here, Lord God. Thank you for your blessings upon her, dear Heavenly Father. Remember JC Village, dear Heavenly Father, where she resides, Lord God. Father, help them, Lord, as Sister said last week, to keep the heat on, dear Father, the air on, dear Father, the water warm and running, dear Father.
Help them, Lord God, to maintain the property, dear Father, accordingly, dear Lord, that
yes,
the residents, Lord God, will feel safe, dear Heavenly Father, there, especially Sister Regina, Lord God. We want to thank you for this dear sister and all that you have done for her and ask that you would continue to bless her in every way she stands in need of. Father God, this morning we want to pray for Sister Lillian, Lord God. We don't see her as of yet. Don't know if she's on her way, Lord God, but Father, if she's on her way, dear Father, we just ask that you would bless and be with her, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for this dear sister, and thank you for how she has pressed her way to be in the house of the Lord many times, Lord God, when she hasn't been feeling well, Lord God. But Lord, we know you are able, dear Heavenly Father, and we ask that you would bless her in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. Father, likewise, we ask that you would remember Sister June Webb, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, she reached out to us with a special prayer request, Lord God, remembering her husband and his body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would speak to Mr. Alonzo, dear Heavenly Father. Be with him, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that you're bringing him through this healing, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Know, dear Father, that we know it's taken a little while, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord God in heaven, we thank you, Lord God, for what you have done for him, dear Father, how you brought him through, dear Heavenly Father, after he had the heart attack and then the surgery, Lord God, and now, Lord, he's recuperating, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless him, dear Father. Be with him, Lord God.
Yes.
Speak to his heart, dear Heavenly Father. Help him to know, Lord God, not only are you able to mend, dear Father, his natural heart, but you can also mend the spiritual one, Lord God.
Yes.
That you, Lord God, can infuse him with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, and that, Lord God, he will be able to serve you, Lord God. Not forgetting her daughters, dear Heavenly Father. Remember them too, Lord God.
Yes.
Help them to see, Lord God, how you're bringing their dad through. Help them to see, Lord God, that sometimes things happen for a reason, Lord God. But you are still in the midst, and you are still a good, almighty God and able to bring them through. Father, bless her grandchildren. Be with them too, Lord God. Not forgetting Sister June, dear Father. Continue to strengthen her body, spirit, mind, and soul,
yes,
Lord God. Help her to continue to run on this race that you have set before, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of her faith. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would just bless in every way they stand
yes,
in need of. Oh, Father God, we want to likewise pray, Lord God, that you would remember Sister India. We don't see her as of yet. Lord God, we know she has to work on Sundays, Lord God, and she tries to get off, dear Father. But, Lord, sometimes it might not be possible for her to get off. But we thank you for this dear sister and ask that you would bless her and be with her, Lord God. Remember little Infinity, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Innocence, dear Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
Remember her in a special way, dear Lord God. We just thank you for Sister India and all that you have done for her, Lord God. Help her, Lord God, to continue to run on the race that you have set before her. Father, we pray, Lord God, your blessings continue to be upon this dear sister in a mighty way. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Kiva. We haven't seen her in several Sundays, Lord God, and concerned, dear Heavenly Father. But, Lord, we're lifting her up to you, dear Heavenly Father, asking you, Lord God, to, Lord God, get her up this morning. Have her to be on her way to the house of the Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus. Also, we haven't seen Brother Mike Dalton out, Lord God, and we ask in the name of Jesus. You remember Mr. Dalton, dear Father. Oh, Father, we thank you for this gentleman, dear Heavenly Father, and ask your blessings be upon him too, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with him, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Strengthen him, Lord God. Be his guide and his direction and his strength he so desperately stands in need of. Father God, we pray this morning, dear Father, that you would remember, dear Father, Brother Matthew, dear Father. We thank you for him, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would speak to his heart, dear Heavenly Father. Be with him, Lord God. You know what he stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember likewise his mother, Sister Sandy. Lord God, we thank you for her and ask your blessings be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Remembering Brother Monty in a special way too, Lord God. Remember his family. Remember his wife Amanda and their children, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would speak to hearts and minds and souls, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord God, to be committed to you, Lord God. Father, if we ever thought about it, dear Heavenly Father, how committed are we to thee, dear Father? If we thought about, Lord God, our commitment to you, dear Father, and how, Lord God, we serve you, dear Lord, Lord, and think, dear Father, if that is the way you would be committed to us, dear Heavenly Father, we would realize, Lord, we wouldn't have the blessings, dear Father, that we have right now. Because, Lord God, it's all about making sure, Lord God, we put you first in our lives, dear Father, and not second and third and fourth place, dear Heavenly Father. But, Lord God, we acknowledge you in everything that we do, Lord God, and you will direct our paths, dear Heavenly Father. We may not understand, Lord God. We may not, Lord God, be in agreement with it, but Lord God, we got to step out in faith and believe that you know all things and you do all things well. Help us in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, to be about your business, dear Father. Lord, we want to thank you for Sister Smith being here and ask that you would continue to bless her. Remember her sister, Lord God, who came through her hospitalization, Lord God. We just ask that you would bless their Heavenly Father, Fifi, in a special way, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you remember Officer Tripp, dear Father. Ask that you would bless and be with him too, Lord God. Watch over him, dear Heavenly Father. Continue, Lord God, to look down upon him with favor, Lord God. Bless his family. Be with them in a mighty way. Remembering Officer Todd too, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his companion. Remember his children, Lord God. Look down upon him with favor. Watch over him, Lord God. Father, we know we're living in some perilous times, Lord God. As Brother Tony said to me the other day, Lord God, it just seems like every day someone is getting shot and killed, dear Father. It just seems like every time you turn on the news, two and three people have been shot. Someone's murdered up families, Lord God. And we heard about it the other night there, last night, Lord God, where there was a murder in Dayton, dear Father, on the outside of Dayton, where four families were killed, dear Father, by a gentleman, Lord God. It just seems, Lord God, it's just that the enemy, Lord God, is just running rampant through the mindset of mankind. But we know, Lord God, this is what happens when we turned away from you. We know this is what happens, Lord God, when we fail to acknowledge you as God, the omnipotent, sovereign God that you are, dear Father. And this is what we're seeing in our land right now. But help us as the people of God to not be stirred by these things, not to be soon shaken, Lord God, but to continue to hold fast, dear Heavenly Father, to hold on, dear Heavenly Father, realizing, dear Father, time is winding up. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to always be about your business, Lord God, running, dear Heavenly Father, this race that you have set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, we pray this morning you remember Sister Holmes, dear Father. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would bless our dear sister, Lord God. We hadn't heard whether she'll be out this morning or not, but Lord God, if you allow her, dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you hasten along safely over the roadways. We thank you, Lord God, for our dear sister, Lord God. Oh, on last Lord's Day, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, my heart was touched, Lord, during the ordinance, during the feet washing services, Lord God, how our sister, Lord God, wanted to wash feet, and how our dear sister Blake and Sister Smith took their time, Lord God, and dear Lord, the due diligence, dear Lord, they did, Lord God, working with the oldest saint in the congregation. Just not pushing over it, but Lord, taking their time, Lord God. And then the saints, Lord, just waited, Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for the example of Sister Holmes, Lord God. We thank you for her perseverance, dear Father. We thank you even at 96 years old, dear Father. She still wants to make sure, Lord God, that her peace calling is an election sure, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Bless her children, Lord God, who care for her, Lord God. No doubt in our mind, Lord God. If it wasn't for her children, she might not be able to be here. But thank you, Lord, for obedient children who love you, Lord God, who love their mother, Lord God, who are saying, dear Heavenly Father, and realizing, dear Lord, what the word of God has said, honor thy father and thy mother that your days may be long upon the earth. Thank you for that, Lord God, and ask your blessings be upon all, each and every one of them in a mighty, mighty way. Oh, Father God, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning for all the that you have done for us. Father, we thank you for Sister Blake, Lord God, and ask your blessings continue to be upon her. Thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed her in her eyes, dear Father. How, Lord God, you have blessed her to be able to see, Lord God. Although, Lord God, she's having some vision problems, and although, Lord God, she's not seeing as well as she would like to see, Lord God, you're still allowing her to be able to see, Lord God, and we thank you for that. We ask, Lord God, that you would continue to touch her and be with her, Lord God. Thank you for her sweet spirit, Lord God. Lord, she's not complaining, Lord God, but she's still thanking you, Lord God, for what sight you have given her, dear Lord. Father, we ask that you remember her companion by her side, Lord God. We thank you for dear brother Maurice and ask your blessings upon him too, Lord God, in a mighty, mighty way. Father, we want to thank you for Sister Lawrence being downstairs, her and Brother Maurice with the children, Lord God. Thank you for your blessings upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Be with them, Lord God, as they minister to the children, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for each post that you have given their Father in this house of God. Thank you for the auxiliary. Thank you for those, Lord God, Sister Melita back there in the media room, her and Brother PJ, Lord God, and as they work, Lord God, to make sure the message gets out, dear Father, on the airways. Thank you for those who call in, dear Father. Thank you for those who are listening from afar, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you for Sister Sanders and her family, Sister Teresa, Sister Amy, Lord God, down in Florida, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for them and ask your continued blessings be upon them, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the words of encouragement we receive from time to time from Sister Sanders, Lord God, letting us know, Lord God, she's still running this race and encouraging us to run right along, dear Father.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for that. Thank you for Sister Ferris Day and her family there in Boston, Lord God, and pray that you would be with them, Lord God. We heard on the news that they're getting ready to go through some record high temperatures, Lord God. And so, Lord, we ask that you would keep our dear sister and her family safe, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, be with them, Lord God, in a mighty, mighty way. Father God in heaven, we want to thank you likewise for Sister Marvinia there in New York. We ask your blessings be upon her. Watch over, Lord God, and keep her safe, dear Heavenly Father there. Father God in heaven, remember all those who have called in, dear Father, those we may know about and those we don't know about. We ask that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. We just want to thank you, Lord God, for allowing us, Lord God, the privilege of calling upon your name. Ask a special prayer upon Sister Millicent. Thank you for her, Lord God, and ask you to bless as she leads the devotional service. Be with her, Lord God, and continue, Lord God, to look down upon her with favor, Lord God. Father, we just want to thank you for each and every one of the saints of God. We don't want to forget anyone, Lord God. Thank you for our superintendent, Brother Byron, Lord God, and how you're blessed in him, Lord God, and be with me, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, even all the saints on Wednesday night that are on, dear Father, we pray your blessings upon them too, Lord God. Father, we just want to thank you this morning for all that you have done for us. Ask that you would remember our president and our vice president, Lord God.
Yes.
Remember, Lord, our governor and our mayors, dear Father. Remember our township, Lord God, our police departments, dear Heavenly Father, the emergency personnel, dear Heavenly Father, those, Lord God, who are on fire trucks, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember them in a special way. Remember our congressmen, Lord God, our legislators, dear Father, our representatives, dear Heavenly Father, senators, Lord God. They need our prayers, dear Heavenly Father. They need you, Lord God, to intervene, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord God, to know that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. Remember, Lord God, our judges, Lord God, as they sit on these benches, Lord God, and make decisions, Lord God, and make determinations, dear Heavenly Father. Speak to their hearts likewise, dear Heavenly Father, and remember our children, Lord God. We thank you for them being here this morning, and ask that you would bless them as they're getting ready, Lord God, in the next few weeks to go back to school. Oh, Father God, remember the schoolhouses, dear Father. Oh, Father God, remember them in a mighty, mighty way. Send your protection, Lord God, around our children, Lord God. Watch over them, dear Heavenly Father. Keep them safe, Lord God. We've got little ones, dear Heavenly Father, that are going to school, Lord God, and going into kindergarten, going into preschool, Lord God. And so we just pray for these little ones. And then we pray for our older ones, Lord God, that are in middle school, Lord God, and then high school, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over them, dear Father. Please, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them, dear Father. We beg of thee. Father, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning for all that you have done for us. Father, if we've forgotten anyone, to call out any one of the saints' name, remember them in a mighty way. Father, it's an error of the head and not of the heart, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, sometimes we may not be able to call out everyone's name, Lord God, but you know, dear Heavenly Father, what each and every one's name stands in need of. We just ask that you would bless accordingly, dear Heavenly Father. Now, Father, have thine own way in the service, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would bless, dear Father, as I preach the word this morning,
yes,
dear Father, that you've given to me, Lord God. I need you, dear Heavenly Father. I need you every hour of the day, Lord God. And Lord God, I'm not ashamed to say that I'm a child of God. I'm not ashamed to say I need you, dear Lord, because I can't do it without you, dear Heavenly Father. So I ask that you would bless and be with me, Lord God. Remember those who may be still on their way. We ask that you hasten along safely over the highways. And Father God in heaven, we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 56 in the worship of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Amen. Give all praise to him, and honor and glory to God. All praise to him who reigns above. Majesty supreme, who gave his son from heaven to die, that he might men redeem. We thank him. Amen, amen. 56.
All praise to him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave his son for men to die, that he might all redeem. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. His name above all names shall stand, exalted more and more. At the Father's own right hand, where angel hosts adore. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Redeemer, Savior, friend of man, once through and by the fall, thou hast devised salvation's plan, for thou hast died for all. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Praise God.
His name shall be the Counselor, the Mighty Prince of Peace, of all earth's kingdoms conqueror, whose reign shall never cease. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. We sang that song like we knew something. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise his holy name.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Give him glory.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for his goodness.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. In all things, give him glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So good to be here this morning.
Amen.
to be in the house of God, to be with the saints. Amen. It's just so good. It's just a balm for your soul. Amen. Thank God. I'm so glad to see each one this morning. Amen. Giving honor to Pastor Jenkins. Thank God for her. Thank God for the prayer that he gave her this morning. Amen. Amen. It's just so wonderful to be in the love of God. And we're told by his word, keep yourself in the love of God. Amen. And we do that by obeying his word. So just glad to be in the house of God this morning. Amen. Amen. Our responsive reading is found in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. So thankful for God's word. Mm-hmm. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. Amen. Beginning with verse 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God,
who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began,
but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles.
Together, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The word of God is such a strength for us. Amen. He saved us and called us with an holy calling, and that was given to us. And his grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Thank God. Just think, God has been thinking about us. Amen. He has us on his mind. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Almighty God has us on his mind. Amen. Because he has us on his mind, he allows us to cry out to him in prayer, to bring our petitions to him. And we know that if he hear us, that then we have an advocate for all of our needs and those things that trouble us. So we'll ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Holmes. Amen, amen. Sister Holmes, thankful to God for allowing her to be in the service this morning, and thankful for the prayers of the saints. the Lord. Others. Amen. Yes. Amen. Remember Brother DeAndre? He's weary. Weary, very weary in his body. So remember him in prayer and remember Liam also. They're at home resting. Amen. Continue to remember Tatum. Amen. I can appreciate that. Tatum said, what about me? There are many times that, you know, sometimes when we pray to the Lord, we say, Lord, we're going through something, or maybe we're afflicted in body. We say, Lord, what about me? Lord, amen. So, amen. Remember Tatum much in prayer. Amen. Amen. Sister Smith. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Sister Smith's request for the children. Truly, we can see that the children, without guidance, without learning about God, we can see the wayward way that they're going. We see the things that are happening. We see 14-year-olds stealing cars and wrecking them and killing themselves. We see so many things that are happening with the young people and the children. Now, the devil is sifting them as wheat. So we have to pray for them. So remember the children much in prayer. She said also remember the parents. Parents need guidance in raising their children. Some of them were no more than children themselves when they had them, and so they didn't know much to be able to teach their children. So remember the parents likewise. Remember Sister Smith's loved ones. Remember her sister much in prayer. Her shoulder is bothering her, and she will have to have attention done to that shoulder. So remember her sister in her soul and in her body. And remember Sister Smith's daughter and her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. She said if just one of them would get saved, there would be rejoicing in heaven. We know. And so remember Sister Smith, and remember Sister Smith much in prayer likewise. Amen. Sister Melita. Amen. 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 Sister Melita thanks the saints for their prayers, for her household. Thankful that Jaslyn is feeling better and is here today, and her husband Joby's feeling better. We thank God for answering prayers on their behalf, and remember our son Brandon, who fell, twisted his ankle. He says he's still pretty sore, so remember prayer, soul and body. Amen. Let's just continue to bless. The Lord bless. Have his way. Amen. Amen. And your Aunt Sherilyn. Amen. She had blood clots. And so just please continue to remember the blood clots. That can be a very, very serious situation, because blood clots, they can break loose and move. And It can move to your brain and cause a stroke. It can move to your heart and cause a heart attack. It can move to your lung and just cause death, pulmonary embolism. So remember that. Remember her much in prayer, her Sister Maria's Aunt Cheryl Lynn, and remember Cheryl Lynn's daughter, Karen, who's caring for her. Remember that. Remember soul and body. Brother Lvester. Yes, amen. My Lord, amen. Remember that request. That's the wickedness of this day and time. Brother Levester's daughters, Tina and Angela, their mother, had to go out to get something, and someone picked her up and tried to molest her. And then they threw her out of the car, and she has a broken collarbone. So remember her in soul and body. And truly, we know that these are perilous times. And it's just every now and then something happens that's close to home. So someone that we know, someone who's related to someone that we know, and it just brings that reminder right back again. So remember her much in prayer. Remember her daughters. Remember Tina and Angela, to know that this has happened to their mother. So we know that God is able. Remember the souls of those who did this. Remember their souls, because truly they need God. Truly. My Lord. Yes, Sister Carol. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 Remember Sister Carol's request. Thank God that she does have her air conditioner for use when she requires it. And remember her request for all those who are on her heart that we haven't seen for the last few weeks, including Brother Matthew and Sister Kiba. Amen. Just Lord just brought to my mind the other request that Sister Melita brought. She brought a request for Sister Ruth. So remember her much in prayer as well. Amen. The other requests.
Sister Blake, Sister June said her special request is for her husband, pray for his spiritual and physical health to be uplifted and for healing. Also remember her girls and their children. They need a supernatural healing. And she said, Lord bless you all, saints. I am praying for them all.
Amen.
Well, let's remember her in prayer.
Amen.
Remember me. My thumb is coming around, but it's still really tender.
Yes.
Really tender.
Amen. Amen.
Hopefully my bunion on my foot is bothering me today, but by the grace of God, I stand and preach the word of God.
Amen. 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 Thank the Lord that the Spirit of God is able to anoint. If you have to preach with one shoe on, the Spirit of God will not stop speaking.
That's right.
Through
That's right.
Whatever is required, amen, the Lord will supply it. Amen. Other requests? Brother Byron.
Thanks for being here, saying, and thanks for being here, one of you. My family, prayers always. a white sister that is married, Saint Mary. Okay. They did have to, she is still being checked about that 200 blood pressure.
Yes.
Deeper in prayer as well. And likewise, remember my white brother of it, Toledo. He's got an unruly son in the house. And it may be a little troubling to my wife, but we call daily, if not twice a day. And the son's name is John. John's just a year older than Matt, I think. Like 27, 28.
Mm-hmm.
Still in the home. And he's just, he can't ask his dad in the house. You know,
no.
And Jim's not. Because he's not. But anyhow, it's Jim or brother. But, you know, the calls are coming through our house.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you're not talking about an unruly 18-year-old. You're talking about an unruly 28-year-old.
My, my. Yes. Amen. 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 Thank the Lord.
He called me the other day. He called me Friday. And I let him do the Lord. I thought it kind of, he was kind of rough.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was kind of rough.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him when I saw him, I said, I felt like he was kind of rough.
Yes.
I was under that medicine, and I said, so I could, you know, fight that, or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, he's back here, but I left him to the Lord before.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me on Friday that I couldn't get you off my mind all week.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in trouble all week. Called me on Friday.
Well, yeah.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. Just continue to remember Brother Byron, body, remember his jaw. We know the Lord's able to heal to 100% with his will. Amen. And remember that dentist also. If he didn't have peace or rest with that, the Lord's dealing with him about that thing. And just remember him. Remember him in his mind and his soul and in his spirit as well. And remember Brother Byron's request for his family. Remember his companion. Remember his children, Madeline and Jacob. And remember his request for Judy's sister. I believe MJ, you said that you could call her. Remember her much in prayer about her blood pressure being so high. We understand that's a serious situation also, very serious. Remember her in her body and in her soul. And remember Judy's brother Jim and his household and that unruly son. Bible even uses the word unruly, unruly children. We know it. Back in the Old Testament times, the penalty for that in Old Testament times was that they take him out and stone him. So he can be glad that we don't live in Old Testament times. This is a period of grace that we're in. It's a grace dispensation. But God is able to melt the stoniest heart. So we remember that situation in prayer as well.
Like, also remember, you know, we've been praying for Brother Morgan's children, Twyla, Dora, and Leslie. But the other day, Thursday, I ran into Vanessa, Lee, and Skylar. So remember them much in prayer. So they want to, you know, come to church. I've been able to get here, but just remember them in prayer. We've been praying for them on Tuesdays, but remember them much in prayer. I was chair of Sister Blake that
she said to me, Sister Jenkins, so she knew exactly who I was. So remember them.
Amen.
Speak to her. Remember Lori.
Hey, that's right.
Remember her last name, but just remember her. Yeah.
Yeah. Those that Brother Morgan used to bring.
Thank the Lord for his many blessings. Continue to remember me and my household. Thank the Lord for all he's done thus far, and a few other things have to be fixed there. So I just direction of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Oh, general request. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask if Brother Byron would take us to the throne of grace. If there's anyone with a need, the altar is here. Call out, cry out, humble ourselves in the sight of God. That's right, Brother Tony. Amen. Amen. Brother Tony says, thank the Lord for this beautiful day. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank you, brother.
Shall we turn in our worship the Lord to page 455, 455, in the worship the Lord. Close to thee. 455, in the worship the Lord.
Thou, my everlasting portion, more than bread or life to me, all along my pilgrim journey, Savior, only let me walk with
truly saints and friends, I thank the Lord to be able to once again come before you. Never take it lightly to stand before you and go before the throne of God. In the song you spoke about, gladly to go through some suffering, pain and suffering, toil and suffer. Some things in this life we're going to have to go through, but we're going to still have to recognize God as God and realize that he does all things well.
Amen.
Amen. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we bow before thy throne, we realize, dear Father, that you said at your throne, the world is your footstool. So we realize, dear Father, you have a direction upon us. You know all about us. The world is near your throne, and your throne is great, because we're only recognized as the footstool next to your throne. So we ask that thou would have mercy this day upon each and every one of us and look down with much favor. We ask that thou would grant blessings according to your riches and glory. We ask that thou would hear from on high our humble cries this morning on behalf of ourselves and behalf of loved ones far and near. We're truly thankful to be in the house of God this day, and we're thankful that you allowed us to rise up from beds of rest and gave us strength to freshen ourselves and prepare ourselves and make our way to the house of God. And we're truly thankful for the fellowship one with another that you allow us to have this day. And we ask that thou would bless in a mighty way and allow your spirit to guide and direct and rule in all things that are said and done this day. We're thankful for the spiritual prayer that we heard from Minister Jenkins on behalf of all that she could put into that prayer, each and every member, each and every thought of each and every friend that she could come in contact with or thought about. She lifted up in prayer, and we're thankful for that. But now we come before thee with the request of your people and those that are here that may request for special requests. And we ask that thou would have mercy and listen and hear from on high and allow your people to cry out to thee. And we're truly thankful this morning for all that you've done thus far, realizing that you truly gave us life through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we're thankful for the blood that was shed. And the blood that was shed allows us to be able to come before the throne even now with these petitions before thee, that thou would have mercy. We know that you see each and every one of them already, even as it was spoken that all things were done before the world began.
Yeah.
You had us on your mind when you even started creation. We were already a part of the plan. Even salvation was a part of the plan to save a man's soul if he fell from grace. So we're truly thankful for the grace that came through Jesus Christ. And we're truly thankful for you seeing the plan of salvation through. Now we ask that thou would have mercy and continue to bless your people. Continue to strengthen us. Continue to guide us. Even in these perilous times that we realize that we are in. We realize times are perilous because it's perilous all over the world.
Amen.
It's just not in one place, but it's all over the world. So we ask that thou would have mercy and strengthen and guide and direct us and teach us how to live, that we may live again. So we're truly thankful for Sister Carol being here. We ask that thou remember her request and the heaviness upon her heart for those that have listened to your word, but not fully understanding. And not seeing them in the house of God is troubling her spirit. So we ask that thou would remember those that she's troubled about, Brother Matthew and likewise Sister Kiva. We recognize that they may have other thoughts, may have some other thoughts in mind of how they want to serve. But we only have one way, and that's to serve thee according to your word. And that's all we have to give is what your word thus says. So we ask that thou would remember these souls in a special way, speak to their hearts and minds, look down with favor upon them. Thankful to see Sister Regina here. We ask that thou remember her in a special way and continue to bless her, see her through. We're thankful for her, and we just pray that you continue to allow your spirit to be with her, guide and direct her, and keep her strong. Likewise, we're thankful for Sister Smith being here, and we ask that thou remember her request for her loved ones. Remember her request for the children. We realize that you said in your word, even a child is known by its doings, whether they be right or whether they be pure. And we realize that judgment goes down to that child then. If it is known by its doings, then there's judgment to that. So we ask that thou would allow the children to receive your word and understand and be obedient to their parents, be obedient to your word. We ask that you would bless them and see them through. We're thankful for Tatum being here. We're thankful for wanting him to be remembered. And someday he may cry out, what must I do to be saved as well? So we're truly thankful that for this young soul being in our midst and receiving and understanding what he sees the adults doing in thee. So we ask that thou would continue to bless his family, remember his mother, remember his father in a special way, and likewise his brother. We ask your blessings to be upon him. We ask that thou would continue to grant mercies according to your riches and glory for this family. And likewise, Father, we're thankful to see their grandfather here this day. Thankful for Brother Tony. We ask that thou would continue to bless him, look down upon him with favor. And likewise, we're thankful for him recognizing such a beautiful day thou hast made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful to see Brother Levester here this morning. And thankful for him and that how you touched him and raised him up from whatever he had in his body. You don't have no judgment on anything. It's just sickness is sickness, and you're able to heal. And we're able to cry out to thee whatever may be wrong with our body. Man gives it labels. Man gives it numbers. He gives it codes. But thou is just able to take care of sickness. And we're truly thankful that you raised him up, that you touched him, and he's here this day. And then we ask that thou remember the request he put in for our family members, one that was brutally used. In a situation, we ask that thou remember that condition and remember the abusers as well. Look down, dear Father, have mercy on these souls. Thou knows all about them. We just ask that your mercies would go before. Likewise, we're thankful to see our dear sister Holmes here this day. And we're thankful for her being in the house of God and the love that she has for the people of God and the saints of God and truly for the church of God. And she's doing all she can to continue to press battle on as she holds on, even unto the very end. And we're thankful for that. I'm thankful for her life, truly thankful for all that she's showing us on how to live. So we ask that thou would bless her and continue to look down upon her in a mighty way. Likewise, we're thankful for Sister Lillian that has come in. We ask that thou remember her in a special way and look down upon her with favor. We're thankful for her. Pray that you'll continue to bless her, strengthen her in body, and look down upon her with favor. Continue to guide and direct and see her through. Remember her in her household and continue to lift her up and allow her to look up to thee where all her strength cometh from. And likewise, Father, we ask that thou remember Brother Maurice. We're thankful to see him in the house of God and Thou will continue to bless and strengthen this brother and guide and direct him in your truth and likewise in your spirit. We realize the spirit of God. You said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. So we ask that thou will allow the spirit of God to guide into the truth. Thankful likewise to see Sister Lauren here, and we ask that thou to remember her in a special way and look down upon her with favor. She didn't have a request today, but we know that she had a few things that she was dealing with and you saw her through. So we know that she's thankful that you saw her through. Pray that thou will continue to remember her soul, body, and spirit and look down upon her with favor and her household. Remember her neighbors. She's concerned about her neighbors. So we ask that thou would remember her neighbors. You told us in your word that love thy neighbors. So she has to love them even though there's a lot of confusion and unruliness she hears coming from them. She has to find love to come before thee for them. So we ask that thou would bless her, give her strength to understand and how to deal with her neighbors. Likewise, we're thankful for Sister Melita and her request for her loved ones, request for her household, and how you have blessed them. We realize they, too, were dealing with a sickness, and we ask that thou would, and thou has blessed them that they're feeling better, maybe not all the way, but you have blessed them that they are feeling better. And we're truly thankful for her. We're thankful for the life that you've given her, likewise recognizing that her and Sister Millicent both are pressing up on a birthday. And you have blessed them for 60 years to be in the land of the living. And only thou can do those things. Only thou has the hand of life and death. So we're truly thankful that you have blessed them with 60 years. And 120 years has come out of one womb. So we're truly thankful for what you've done for these two dear sisters and continue to bless them. And likewise, remember Sister Millicent in a special way and look down upon her household with favor and continue to bless her as she continues to go through this life. Even as a teacher, we ask that thou to remember her spiritually, continue to guide and direct her into all truth through thy spirit, that she may do all of that that is according to your riches and glory and to your word. We ask that thou would bless her, strengthen her, look down upon her with favor. Likewise, we're thankful for Sister Blake being here this day. We ask that thou would remember her in a special way. Looking down, ask that thou would look down upon her with favor and bless her and strengthen her, see her through. She didn't speak of a special request, but we realize that each and every one of us needs something special from thee. So we ask that thou remember her embodied from head to toe. And wherever she may be weak or torn a little bit, we ask that thou would give a special touch that it would heal and move right along. Allow her to continue to have grace to stand in all that she can do, just stand. And we're thankful truly to see Minister Renee Jenkins here this day. And we're truly thankful for her. We're thankful for all that you're doing with her and how you're guiding her and how you're directing her and allowing her to be a shepherd. And we're thankful, dear Father, for the shepherd that you have set before us and how she's continuing to watch over and continuing to feed and move in and out of the pasture that you have given her to feed us from. So we ask that thou continue to bless her and strengthen her and guide and direct her. Remember her request for loved ones, Sister June and other members that she may have spoke of. Remember those that may be listening in that she may have spoke of. But we're truly thankful for her. Allow her to continue to be strengthened by your spirit, that she will be guided into all truth of your word, and that she will be able to continue to feed the people of God, feed the church of God, that we may be able to go in and out and find that green pasture. We're truly thankful this day for all that you do and all that you're doing. And if there's any of the children that are here, we're thankful to see them that have come in, the Jenkins family, children, We're thankful to see them, Jaslyn, being here as well. And we just ask that you continue to bless them. Remember Sister India, it was spoken that may be working. Remember Infinity in a special way, and likewise her other daughter. We're just truly thankful, dear Father, for what you're doing in this congregation. But let us realize that we are of the family of God. We're only small by our eyesight, but we're not small in the number of saints and the number of the kingdom of God. Amen. It's greater than all things, greater than anything that man has here on earth. Thy kingdom is great. Thy throne is great. You said the world's only your footstool. So that's only, the footstool is only a small thing next to the throne. So we're only a small thing compared to what your throne is, where thou art. So have us to look up to the greatness and understanding of thee.
Amen.
Have us to understand that thou art great and thou art almighty and there's none other but thee. So let us look to thee where all our strength and our health comes from. Now have thine own divine way in the church of God this day. Allow us to hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church as you have given a message for us to receive this day. We ask that thou would bless and allow the authority that you've given to Minister Jenkins to preach the gospel to us this day, to bless our souls and deliver our souls, that we may have eternal life. For Christ's sake is our prayer. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God for the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Everything we do, we want to do it in the spirit. Amen. Praying in the spirit. Even when we bring in our tithes, it's in the spirit. I'm before you to lift the morning offering for this first Sunday in August. Special offering for today is for benevolence. And we may place that offering for benevolence in the center plate as we file by. And we may place our tithes and other offerings and the plates on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, that we can call upon your name, dear God. Lord, and we know, dear God, that you will hear from heaven. And we're so thankful, dear God, to know that, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would, Lord, receive, Lord, even our tithes and offerings, dear God, as we bring them into your storehouse, as you have instructed us to do. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for providing for our needs, dear God. We thank you, Lord, that we can come, dear Father, and bring in our tithes and offerings, knowing, dear God, that you will use them, dear Father, to your glory and to your honor. Knowing, dear God, that you will give wisdom for their use, dear God. For, Lord, truly we want to be good stewards, dear Father, over that you have provided. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver, and that you would use both, dear Father, that your kingdom might be exalted and that your name might be glorified. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would multiply them as only you can, dear God. Lord, that there would be sufficient, dear God, to do, Lord, according to your will. Have your way, Lord, in our hearts and minds and lives. Lord, we'll give you the glory and praise for it all, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
I've a message from the Lord, hallelujah, a message unto you I'll give. 'Tis recorded in his word, hallelujah, it is only that you look and live, look and live. is recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. I'm a message full of love. Hallelujah. A message, oh my friend, for you. 'Tis a message from above. Hallelujah. Jesus said it and I know it is true. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. 'Tis recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Life is offered unto you, hallelujah, eternal life thy soul shall have. If you only look to him, hallelujah, look to Jesus who alone can save. Look and live, my brother, live, look to Jesus now and is recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. I will tell you how I came, hallelujah, to Jesus when he made me whole. 'Twas believing on his name, hallelujah, I trusted and he saved my soul. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in his word, hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live.
Praise God. All in Jesus. All in Jesus.
There is peace and joy in the Lord today, more than all in this world of sin. There's a happy life in the holy way. Praise the Lord, I have entered in. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Shall we stand for a word of prayer? So glad to see Sister Markey's daughter, Marjo, come in with her daughters. Her daughters, we've seen fairly recently, Gabby and Lily. So glad to see you, my dears. Wonderful to have you here. Amen. We love you and know that you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. We'll greet you personally at the end of service, but we just want you to know that you are so welcome. Just glad to see you once again. Amen, amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, because you gave Jesus, Lord, and in Jesus we can be free. Lord, we thank you, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that in Jesus that cross of sin that we bore, dear God, can be gone. Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for all that you have done. And we thank you, Lord, because your word, dear God, Lord, through the gospel, dear Father, we receive, Lord, this freedom that we enjoy in thee. And, Lord, we want others, dear God, to know this freedom likewise, dear Father. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint your servant. We pray, dear God, that you would anoint Pastor Jenkins, Lord, that she brings your word to us, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that your spirit, Lord, would preach to us through her, dear God, Lord, the words of life. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that there's salvation in no other. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would have liberty, dear God, this day, dear Father, Lord, in our hearts and minds, Lord. And, Father, if there are any, dear God, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, we pray, God, Lord, that you would speak peace to their hearts. We pray, dear God, that they would be accepting, dear God, of your word, accepting of your spirit, dear God, and receive you, dear Father. For we know, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to deliver. You're able to redeem, dear God, from sin. Lord, you're able to redeem from darkness, dear God. And help us, Lord, to walk in the light. And so we pray, Lord, that you would have your way, dear God. Empower Pastor Jenkins to preach your eternal word, dear God. And Lord, anoint our ears and our hearts to receive it, Lord, to understand it and to believe it. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, truly thanking God for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord, giving honor to Sister Blake. I thank God for seeing Marjo here. She texted me and said she was coming. I just kept it under wraps, saying, didn't say anything, waiting for her to come. But I thank God. She had promised me she would be out, and so she's here. I thank God for you, your family. I know Brother Javier is working, but we thank God for each and every one, for everyone that's here. And just remember those saints who are out sick, and we miss them dearly this morning. But we know that we're living in a time where sickness is running through the land, and we're not exempt from it. Amen. It's going to happen to us too, but thank God that we are here and God is able to bless. He said, where two or three are gathered in his name, and we've got more than two and we've got more than three. And brother, pray. Don't worry about how small we might look, but, you know, in the kingdom of God, God has a lot of saved folks. Amen?
Amen.
Your brothers and sisters all over the land. So we thank God for being here. In our hearing, we read 2 Timothy, the first chapter. I trust you have your Bibles with you today and something to write with. We thank God for this series he's had us in and teaching the word of God. We know that we're in a time where the word of God is not being taught.
Many don't want to hear sound doctrine. In our Sunday school lesson, I thank God, Sister Millicent, this morning, was a teacher to our Sunday school class and teaching our young people.
Our Sunday school lesson this morning was the authority of the church. The authority of the church, the authority the church has been given has not been to try to change the word of God, but the authority the church has been given is to preach the word as God has given it to us, to win souls to Jesus Christ. How are we living according to the word of God? And I thank God for the word was brought out this morning to our young people and in our adult class too. I thank Brother Byrene for being a superintendent and getting down into the word of God. We thank God for that because the word is what we need in our times in which we are living right now. Amen. We would like to go back to 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and get the subject the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. And verse 9 is where we will get the subject matter again. It said, who has, Lord bless, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus, before the world began. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, true salvation. True salvation. When we left off last Lord's Day, we said that true salvation is far from more than just simply saying a quick prayer to ask Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. And then go on there living our lives however we want to. A true salvation is a commitment to God. God wants to work in your life, and he wants to work in my life for the glory and honor of him. And by doing this, we allow him to be in total control of our lives. God wants to change our hearts, not to just give us a new perspective or a new outlook or a new view on life. When we gave our lives over to God, we're now saying to the world, the Lord God has taken full control of my life. We're now saying also to Almighty God that I want you to take full control of my life, full control of my desires, my wants, full control of how I live my life in this world. You see, when you come to God and give your life to him, God works in your life, making you into the man or woman that he desires you to be. To be in control, life becomes easier. How many of us have found that to be so?
Amen.
He meets your needs instead of you trying to meet them of yourself. I found that giving my life over to the Lord, it allows me to be filled with peace and joy. I never thought that could be possible in my life. You see, true salvation is knowing just who God is and wanting to do all to his glory and to his honor. But we're living in a time right now where man has distorted that notion about what true salvation is all about. Mankind has made it so that people now don't believe in the word of God and in the Bible and what thus saith the Lord. Mankind now has filled man's hearts and man's minds with a lot of illusions and various things that are not according to the word of God. And this is what Jesus warned about. In Matthew, the 7th chapter, turn with me there for a moment and look at what he says there in that 15th verse. He said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns? Or figs of thistles? He said, even so, good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. You see, when you say you are a child of God, that means you bring forth good fruit in the Lord. You no longer are bringing forth the corrupt fruit of when you lived in a sinful lifestyle with the devil. That means you have turned your life over to Almighty God, and now your fruit is good. He goes on to say in verse 18, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. If you say you are a child of God right now, you cannot be bringing forth evil fruit because the two don't go together. He said, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. You can't say that I'm a child of God and living a corrupt life, because if you're living a corrupt life, that means that you're not a child of God. He said, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. He said, wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. See, if someone says they're saved and they're not living according to the word, the Bible tells you you're going to know them by their fruits. Oh, because when you're saved, you bring forth fruits of righteousness. You're not living that old same life you used to live. If you used to steal, you don't steal no more. If you used to lie and cheat, you don't lie and cheat no more. If you used to fornicate, you don't do that anymore now that you're saved. Oh, you have a new life in Christ Jesus. I was sharing with Sister Blake and Sister Millicent downstairs. I was letting them know that this past week we took the grandchildren out for a little outing, and we took them to the fair, and we went there, and while we were standing there in line, the young lady, we were going up to pay to get in, and she saw, you know, all the grands that were there with us. And then she said to me, she asked me how old little Olivia was, and I said, oh, she's 6 years old. She said, well, I can get her in for you for free. And I looked at her. I said, we didn't ask you to do that. She said, well, you got all these kids. As if we didn't know we brought all those kids with us. And I said to her, we didn't ask you to do anything for us. We came to pay. And so we're coming in. We're going to pay our way to get into the fair. We're not going to allow you to try to cheat and to get us in by saying someone's not the age that they are. That's not of God. That's of the world. That's how the world would do things. The world will have you to say, well, you know, you can save a little bit here. All you got to do is just lie and say this one right here is not the age, and they'll allow you in, but that's not of God. God would not be pleased with that type of work. That's not good fruits from Almighty God. He went on to say, Jesus said there in verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. He said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Oh, that will be the saddest day for many. When Jesus Christ will look you in the face and say, I never knew you. And depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Oh, this is not Sister Renee saying this. This is the word of God. Oh, Jesus has told us if you don't bear the fruit that Jesus Christ said that we must bear, you will not get into the kingdom of God. You see, our Savior is telling us that there will be many people that believe or think that they are saved and they are not, that they will try to enter into God's eternal kingdom. But in reality, they do not know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Why? Because they have not experienced the new birth. You see, no matter what the masses are saying, the new birth is important for one to be in the kingdom of God. Without the new birth, you are spiritually dead and cut off from Almighty God. And if you die without being born again, you will perish. Jesus said in John 3, verse 7, these words. He said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. You see, the message of true salvation is not being preached today in many places, calling themselves houses of God, Praise our God. We're still preaching the word of God, saints of God. We're still standing on the truth of God's word. Because the reason why many are not preaching it, it's because the ministry has not been called. Turn with me to Jeremiah 23 and look at what it says here in the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah. Verse 21 is where I'll start. He said, I have not sent these prophets, yet they have ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesy. You see, if God had spoken to them, they would preach the true word of God. They would not have to go in and try to switch it and turn it around and twist it all up and down, but they will preach it as God has given it. He went on to say there, but if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way. You see, when you preach the word of God will turn souls from their evil way. Why are you saying that, Sister Renee? Because we're told in another passage of scripture, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. God's word will cut you coming and going. God's word will cut out all that dross. God's word will show you where you stand with Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about? Because the word, it was the word of God that was able to get in deep down in our heart, mind, and soul. That's why Jesus said in the word of God, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. Do we believe God's word is true this afternoon? He goes on to say here, finishing up in verse 22, he said, then they shall have turned for them from their evil way and from the evil of their doing. He said, am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? You see, when we have been called to the ministry, our job is to warn the wicked. Our job is to warn those who are out of the ark of safety that Jesus Christ is coming back. Jesus Christ is going to come back one day, and will you be ready to go when he comes back? None of us know the day nor the hour. Only one knows is God the Father in heaven, and that's what the responsibility of the ministry is to warn the wicked that God is coming back, and you're going to have to stand in the judgment and give an account of the deeds that have been done in this life. Will you be ready to meet Jesus Christ? Will you be ready to stand before Almighty God? He goes on to say, am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? You're not going to be able to hide away from Almighty God. You may be able to hide it away from the natural eye of man, but our God is omnipotent. Our God is omniscient. Our God is omnipresent. He is in all places at all times, and God sees everything. How do you know that? Because the word of God says the eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the whole universe, beholding the evil and the good. God has seen it, and there is no hiding place down here from Almighty God. Yes, our God has divine vision, and he sees everything. It goes on to say there, he said, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Saith the Lord, do not I feel heaven and earth? Saith the Lord. You think about it, saints of God, back in the Old Testament, back in Genesis, in the time of Adam and Eve. Remember back then when they sinned against God and they partook of the forbidden tree. Oh, and they hid themselves, because immediately when they partook of that tree, the Bible tells us their eyes were open. Oh, and then they hid themselves. And the word of God says, you know, the God came to, they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife, they try to hide themselves from the presence of the Almighty God. They try to hide amongst the very trees that God told them that they could eat from. Oh, but there was no hiding place, because God knew exactly where they were. And the word of God said, and the Lord called unto Adam, and he said unto him, where art thou? It's not that God didn't know where Adam was, but God wanted Adam to answer him. He knew that Adam
have sinned. There was no reason for Adam to hide from God. What are you saying, Sister Renee, when you're living a righteous and a holy life for Almighty God? You don't have to hide from God. You don't have to dip and dive around and try to look around to see if there's a camera watching. You do all things honestly, above board. Why? Because you serve an almighty, holy God that is able. He knows everything. He knows when you got up this morning, what you ate for breakfast. He knew what you were going to eat before you ate it. He knows exactly what's going to happen throughout this day. Oh, he asked Adam, he said, "Where art thou?" And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was what? He was naked," meaning he was now exposed. Sin had exposed him because of disobedience, and he was ashamed. Oh, but we're living in a time right now where folks aren't ashamed about sin. Folks aren't ashamed to sin. Folks aren't ashamed to do the things that they're doing right now. They're living in sinfulness all around, lying and cheating and various things, and many are not ashamed. We're back at the times when the prophet Jeremiah, and you Bible students know it quite well, in the 6th chapter of Jeremiah, when he asked the questions, you know, about the religious leaders, when the religious leaders were trying to comfort the people, and they were trying to tell them about sacrifices and sacrificing things that were not acceptable to Almighty God. And he asked that question back in Jeremiah 6, verse 15. He said, "Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination?" And the word of God says, "Nay, they were not at all ashamed." Saints of God, are we here right now in our world? People are not ashamed when they lie. They're not ashamed when they cheat, when they steal, when they do things that are, they know are wrong. He said, "Neither could they blush." Oh, we're living in that time right now where mankind will shoot and kill another, and they will not even have any remorsefulness. Amen. You'll hear them go into court, and the first thing they'll say in court, "I'm not guilty." When you just stood on top of a building, shot up a whole bunch of people, but the enemy will put in your head that you're not guilty of what you've just done. That's the time in which we are living. He went on to say, "Neither could they blush, therefore they shall fall among them that fall at the time that I visit them. They shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways." Oh, this is for you and I, saints. "Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path." I thank God for the old path. Amen. I thank God for the old ministry. I thank God for how they stood and they taught us the word of God. Because if it had not been for them teaching us the word of God, where would we be today? If it had not been for the Sister Holmes and Sister Carol, late Ellen Wilbert, and all the rest of them who taught us the word of God, where would we be today? He said to stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. He said, "Where is the good way? And walk therein." He said, "And ye shall find rest for your soul." You see, you can't find rest until you walk the way God says to walk. You can't find rest in the world. You can't find rest in the president. You can't find rest in the laws of the land. You can't find rest in any individual, but you can find rest in Jesus Christ. Praise our God. Praise our God. See, not everyone that is preaching is called by God to do so. Let us be careful not to fall into the trap of acceptance of people if they are not truly saved. The Bible tells us in Philippians 2, verse 29, these words. He said, "To receive him in, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness and hold such in reputation." Oh, you know, Jesus had said in Matthew 7, we read just a few minutes ago, he said in verse 20, "Wherefore by their fruits you shall know them." Jeremiah 13:23 says, "Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots?" Meaning, can people can't change the way they are. Only through new birth, rebirth, can you be changed from a rank sinner to a child of God. Amen.
See, this is why the preaching of the gospel message is important. Souls need to know just how they line up with the word of God. I know many feel that the word of God can be offensive to people, especially when it reveals their sin. But that is what God designed it to do. Oh, we quoted it a little earlier on. Turn with me to Hebrews, the 4th chapter. And look at what he says there in verse 12 of that scripture. He said, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. He gets way down. He's in another joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. See, the word of God knows your intents of your heart. Oh, God knows your intents before you even thought of them. My. That's what time of God we serve. You see, the word of God has authority because it is alive. And the word of God is very active. When it is declared in faith, it will produce a life in Jesus Christ. You see, God's desire is for you and I to have a clear vision of what is true salvation. His vision has never been complicated as the world is trying to complicate it. The Bible says in the 119th division of Psalms, verse 130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. You see, the milk, the beginning of God's word, is how we grow. As soon as the word of God enters into our hearts and takes root, it will enlighten us and it will provide understanding. How many found the word of God to do that? Oh, and if you say, Sister Renee, I don't have the understanding, I say, consider what the Lord says, and he will give. Consider what I say, and the Lord will give you understanding. God can give you understanding of his word. If you don't understand it, ask God, and God will give you the understanding. It will cause us to pause and look at things from a totally different viewpoint. What we may have thought was morally right is challenged by the truth of God's eternal word. See, our entire lives are changed for the better now that we live for the Lord. Studying God's word increases our understanding. And with that understanding, it changes our heart. Changes will take place in your heart and in mine. The old things are passed away, and we will start to live a new life that will lead us to be with our Father in heaven. Praise our God. You see, the entrance of his word removes the darkness and allows light to shine in. The light creates a renewed mind and a new way of thinking. This is what Paul said to us in Romans, the 12th chapter. I know you know this scripture quite well. He says there in Romans 12, verse 1, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren. Oh, Paul was begging the brethren. He said, by the mercies of God. You know, see, it's by God's mercy that you and I are not consumed. He said, his compassion faileth not. Great is his faith. Every day God has been faithful, and God's mercies are renewed to each and every one of us. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Oh, that is saying something, saints of God. When we present these bodies as a living sacrifice, he went on to say, holy, acceptable unto God. See, we have to be acceptable unto God, how we live our lives, not acceptable to what the world says is right, but what does thus saith the Lord. He said, which is your reasonable service? Why is it our reasonable service? Because God did all he could to redeem you and I back to him. He gave his only begotten son, who knew no sin, and neither was God found in his mouth, but it said he bruised him. It pleased the Lord to bruise him for you and I. So that's what is acceptable to Almighty God. That's why it has to be our reasonable to service unto Almighty God. He went on to say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. You see, saints of God, when we came out of the world, our minds had to be renewed. Why? Because our mindset was on the things of the world. We wanted to do what was going on in the world. But now that we're in Christ Jesus, we have to have a renewing of our mind that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Not the will of Sister Renee, but what is the will of God? You see, the entrance of his word will remove that darkness and let light shine in. The light will create a new mind in you and I. Praise our God. Over time, things of the world will become less important. The kingdom of God will become our highest priority. Oh, how many have found that to be so? Now that you're serving God, it's not about running and chasing after all the things that are going on in this world. It's about how you can draw closer to Almighty God. See, God has set the standard that we are to live by. God does not negotiate his law with any man. Praise our God. He does not change with the whims of our culture and the things that are going on. Just because we're in the 21st century, God hasn't changed what he said. Oh, I remember some of the older saints used to say that what would send you to hell 50 years ago will send you to hell today. And that's still true the same with Almighty God. Look at what he says in Numbers 23, verse 19. It said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? And in Malachi 3, verse 6, we are told, I am the Lord, I change not. Praise our God. Our God hasn't changed because the calendar has. Our God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? He's still on the throne. Praise our God. Turn with me to Amos, the 7th chapter. I know you Bible students know this. Amos was preaching about God's judgment to Israel here. God was speaking to the prophet Amos. He sent Amos to warn Israel about his impending judgment upon them due to their corruption. Look at what it says there in verse 7 of this scripture. It said, thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line. With a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. When God said he was setting a plumb line among his people, he was declaring an end to their attempts to justify their crooked way. God's moral law is the plumb line against which we determine right and wrong. A plumb line in the natural is used by a carpenter. It is a cord with a non-magnetic weight attached to the end. It helps the carpenter or the painter to keep their work straight. A plumb line doesn't change or move. It remains true. The work that is being done must line up with that plumb line or it will be crooked. You see, as the Lord builds his kingdom, he will ensure that it is perfect in every way. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Isaiah 28, turn with me there. And look at what he says there in Isaiah 28, verse 17. Praise our God for the word of God being left on record. This is what study means. This month, going to reading the Bible and going through the scripture. He says in Isaiah 28, verse 17, he said, judgment also will I lay to the line and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lines, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. You see, there is, nor will there ever be any crookedness or sin in the kingdom of Christ. Jesus said in John 8:21, I go my way. Ye shall seek me and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. I know the majority of churches today are not speaking against unrighteous living, but our God has not changed. We're either going to line up with the plumb line of God's eternal word, we're going to find ourselves that we are crooked, that we are outside of the will of Almighty God. You see, the Bible speaks about sin. The Bible tells us in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verse 8, we are told he that committeth sin is of the devil. Today's messages coming over the pulpit are, as the prophet Isaiah penned, they are nothing but messages of smooth things, prophesying deceit. These are messages that are easier to hear, and they make people feel good about living in sin. These messages, they tickle their ears instead of convicting their hearts. If your heart hasn't changed, then you are still living in sin. If you have not experienced the new birth, you are still living in sin. You see, when sin is in your life, it should cause shame to come upon you. Amen. Well, I know when I lived in sin, it caused shame. Trying to hide and run around from it and make excuses for it. One lie became 10 because you were trying to cover up for it. Someone asked you a question and you maybe didn't want to answer, or you knew you did something wrong, and then you turn around and told them a lie, and someone else come up. You got to tell a lie to cover up that lie. That's sin. Sin. Sin deep down rooted in the heart. See, and that's what the enemy has going on today. You know, a lot of times people will say, well, you know, children are innocent. Yeah, they are. They're innocent. But then, you know, they're living with their parents. And many parents are not living lives that are according to the word of God. And the children are following right after their parents. And we're seeing many of our children, children right now, they'll tell a lie. I shared with Brother Byron the other day. I was telling him, I said, even Sister Maria's little dog, Reese, you know when she done something wrong? Well, she'll come around and her tail will be between her legs. She'll come sneaking around there, and you know she done did something wrong. She knows she did something wrong, too. Amen. Oh, these children, too. Oh, I hear it from Tatum and trying to get out of stuff. No. That's the way of the world right now. Way of the world is for people to try to get out of things. You see, morality, standards, goodness in our day and time seem to gone rogue. You don't see it anymore. People are so hardened to sin and stubbornness. Our country has been decentralized, numb to sin, desensitized, I should say, to sin. Jeremiah 16, verse 12 says these words, praise our Lord for the word of God being left on record. He said, ye have done worse than your father. My, my, my. Oh, thanks to God. That's the time in which we are living right now. Folks are living so below what their fathers and mothers have lived. He says there in that 12th verse of Jeremiah 16, and ye have done worse than your fathers. For behold, ye walk everyone after the imagination of his evil heart. Oh, are we seeing that right now today? You see, sin has a ripple effect. It will go right on down. If you're living in sin as a mother and father, then it goes right on down to the children. And the children begin to try to live those sinful ways too. He said, you have done worse than your fathers. For behold, you walk everyone after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. Oh, walking after your evil heart so you don't have to hearken to God. But you know, Sister Renee, I'm not saved, so I can live like this. Oh, but you got an answer. You got a reaping coming. It said, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You're going to reap those days. When you hear the word of God and you turn away from God and you push it away and say, well, that's not for me because I'm, oh, yes, it is. The word of God is preached so that souls can come to God. The word of God is preached so that you'll know right from wrong and that you'll know what is wrong in the eyes of Almighty God. He says in Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, verse 12, these words. He said, take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Oh, my, my, my. Are we seeing that happening today? People want to try God. Well, I'll just try to be saved for a little bit. Oh, this is not doing a dry run with God. Either you want to be saved or you don't want to be saved. Either you want to live for the Lord or you don't want to live for the Lord. But God is not like you going out and test driving a car. Oh, he's more than that. He's more than wonderful. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. Turn to me with me to 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. I know Sister read this downstairs, but she didn't know it was in the message. But the children, turn with me there to 1 Timothy 4, and look what it says there. It said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, meaning the Spirit of God has spoken out loud. He said that in the latter times, some shall what? Depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. That is happening right now. Oh, we have so many conspiracy theories going on in our land right now. People are so confused. They don't know right from wrong. They believe any old lie. People are saying, well, so-and-so said this. Oh, I believe it. What saith the scripture? Is it in the word of God? Is it according to God's word? You see, when you tell me, well, Sister Renee, I got to go on the internet and find out about the Church of God, I tell you, you don't need to go to the internet. All you have to go is to the B-I-B-L-E. The Bible will give you the instructions that God wants each and every one of us to have. He went on to say here, this is what false teachers do. They speak lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared, meaning their conscience are even numbed with a hot arm. People today are walking around numb to the things of Almighty God. Why? Because their conscience have been seared with a hot arm. Oh, look at this forbidding to marry. You got folks out shacking up. You got folks out living together, fornicating. Oh, it's okay. God knows we have these things. It's against Almighty God. He said marriage is honorable, the bed undefiled, whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. He said forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. He said, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Praise our God. You see, the ideal of ethics seemed to have been redefined to fit personal preferences. When people say right is right, what they're really saying is right is what they feel is right for them. They don't care what the word of God says. They don't care what the Bible says. But we're told in Isaiah, the 5th chapter, these words. Turn with me there for a moment. And look at what it says there in verse 20 of that scripture. It says there, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. You see, the word of God says, woe unto them that call evil good. Are we living in a time where people right now are looking at things that are evil and they're calling it good and they're calling good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? Oh, this chapter, as you go on, it continues on. It says, woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Oh, my, my, my. There are people right now that will tell you, I don't need God. Oh, but we all need God. Amen? Amen. Oh, my. God is the one who woke us up this morning. Praise our God. So we all need God. He said, woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward. We're living in a time where people are justifying people's wrong. People see people doing wrongdoing, and they will justify, well, they just didn't know any better. Paul said, when I became a man, I put away childish things. Amen? There's an age of accountability that God holds us accountable for how we live. We're not going to be able to get in the end and say, well, Lord, I just didn't know. Because God expects you to know. God expects you to get into his word and learn about Almighty God. He said, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Oh, telling people that what they're doing, that, oh, it's all right. It's all right for you to take a bribe. It's all right for you to steal. Not in God's sight. It's not.
Amen.
Amen. This is why when you speak with souls about true salvation, many are confused. They believe that they are saved. They believe that they can still live in sin and be accepted into the kingdom of God. When this life is over, they believe that they can barely skim by and still make it in. Not so. Turn with me to the 2 Peter and look at it in the word of God. Sister shared this scripture downstairs in service this morning with the children. She was downstairs reading this word. And God gave it to me to come on and bring it on for morning service. He says here in this scripture here, he said in verse 1 of 2 Peter 2, he said, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. Do we believe that there are false teachers right now?
Yes.
Teaching false doctrine? He said, who privately shall bring in damnable heresy, even denying the Lord that brought them. We're living in a time right now, people deny who God is. They will deny him in a heartbeat and say, oh, there's no God in heaven. Oh, brother brings it out all the time where you hear him saying, oh, Mother Nature. And brother has brought it out to us many times on a Wednesday night. Well, what's Mother Nature? It's God Almighty speaking. He went on to say, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. But here's the sad part, saints. He said, and many shall follow their pernicious. And that word pernicious means harmful. Many shall follow their harmful or destructive ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be what? Evil spoken of. We're living in a time right now, false prophets are running rampant in our land. That true salvation, true word of God is being evil spoken of. He went on to say, and through covetousness shall they with fame, meaning deceptive words, make merchandise of you. Are we seeing that now, saints of God?
Amen.
There are people that you once were able to talk to about God, and now they've come up with all kinds of theories and all kinds of things. They don't want to hear it. Why? Because they're now following the harmful, destructive ways of false teachers, false doctrine. They deny who Jesus Christ is. You'll hear many say, well, he was just a good boy. He was just a good person. Oh, but he was more than that. Oh, he was more than that. He's our Savior. He is the only one that was worthy to redeem us back to Almighty God. He wasn't just a good person, but he was the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, who died that we might have a right to salvation this afternoon. Praise our God. Praise our God. He said, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. My, my, my. We are living in some sad times right now. Saints of God, I was reading, I believe it was in the adult book. If you're going to pray or talk to someone about Jesus, now's the time. Now's the time to tell souls about who Jesus is. Now's the time to tell souls about sin. Now is the time to let them know, as Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. You notice in that scripture in Romans 6:23 that the gift of God is Jesus Christ. See, in this passage of scripture, Paul wanted the Roman believers, and he wants you and I and others today to consider what our lives were like prior to us coming to Jesus Christ. When you think about what your life was all about before you came to Jesus, it was a train wreck. I know mine was. You think about what you were doing out there in the world. Oh, this is not glory in what we were doing. No, this is going back. Go back and think about it. Not to go back and reminisce and say, oh, yeah, when I was out there. No, no, no. To think about what God brought you from, what you've been delivered from, what God saved you from. Oh, some of us didn't even know we were on our way to destined to hell. Some of us were out there. We were on the verge of being killed. Some of the things that we were doing, some of the ways we were living our lives, we didn't know that death was just around the door. Remember what the word of God said to Cain. He told him, sin lieth at the door. Some of us didn't even know it was right there. And if we would have made another step, we would have been into eternity. But God, who is rich in love and mercy, by his grace, he saved us. We are now children of the Most High God. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy to be is glorified each and every day of our lives. He is worthy for us to call upon his name. How many have found that to be so? That my God is worthy to receive glory and honor and praise. Praise his name. Because if it had not been for the Lord, you and I might have been dead today and lost and in eternity. Praise God. Oh, that's how much God loved us. Oh, that's how much God rescued us from a miserable life of sin. I thank God every day for saving my soul. Thank God that he made me whole. Praise our God. Turn with me to Romans, the 6th chapter. I want to look at something in that scripture the Holy Spirit would have us to look at there. Look at what he says there, starting with verse 20 of that scripture. And look at what Paul was saying there, letting us know. He said there, for when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. See, when we lived in sin, we were free from righteousness. He said, what fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. You know, saints of God, when we look back over what we were doing, oh, we are ashamed of how we lived our lives. We are ashamed of when we were out there in the world and all the things that we were doing. He went on to say, but now being made free from sin and become servants of God, ye have your fruit unto what? Holiness and the end, everlasting life. He went on to let them know, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, have you received the gift this afternoon? Praise our God. Praise our God. For our salvation, saints of God, we were slaves of sin. And we were destined for death. But through faith and belief in Jesus Christ, we receive the gift of God, which is the salvation of our soul unto eternal life. The gift of God was given to each and every one of us. We are told these words, and we know them well. In John 3, verse 16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. Do you believe the word of God? He said that he gave his begotten son, that whosoever believes him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But see, you have to believe in him. If you want to have everlasting life, if you want it, it's got to only come through Jesus Christ. Why? Because he's the only Savior. He went on to say, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be what? Saved. Praise our God. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Oh, my, why? He said, believeth not is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world. You see, light has come into the world. Mankind is being preached the word of God. Light has come into the world. He said, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Oh, my. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Praise our God. Jesus Christ is God's gift, God's free gift. This gift cannot be earned like wages. The Bible calls it a free gift. We can only receive this gift through God's grace that has been bestowed upon us. The Apostle Paul thanks God for his indescribable gift in Jesus. He says these words in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. He says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Oh, eternal life is not worked for. But we receive it because God's good favor is poured out upon us. We are told these words in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, and we know this scripture well, saints of God. Oh, but it bears us going over and reading it. He says there in Ephesians 2, verse 8, these words, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, God's grace and his gift came by one man, Jesus Christ. Romans 5, Verse 15 says, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. My, my, my. He said, and not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift, praise God, the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in this life by one, Jesus Christ. Thank God for the free gift. Amen. Oh, in Romans 3, verse 24, it said, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Also in Ephesians 1, he says this in verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. See, sin pays wages. Those wages are death, eternal damnation, eternal separation from Almighty God. God's grace is something that you and I didn't deserve. But I thank God he gave us that free gift. Amen? He gave it because of his love for you and I. We can't earn grace like it was a prize or even a reward of something. But it's because of God's love. God's love is the source of our salvation. God's love is like a fountain that never runs dry, and it cannot be exhausted. Have you found that to be so? You see, the gift of God allows us to know the one true God, to having a relationship with Almighty God. And that comes through his son, Jesus Christ, who is himself eternal life. You see, as true believers, we receive all of Christ's benefits because of our union with Christ Jesus. Jesus died, and therefore we must die to sin. Christ was raised from the dead, then thus we are introduced to a new life in him. When we have been baptized, we bury that old man and we rise as a new man in Jesus Christ. Praise our God. Oh, God lives within us now, and we live to the glory and the honor of Almighty God. Are you living that way? Praise our God. Can the world see Jesus in you? See, our world needs to see Jesus right now. They need to see true salvation in God's people. Oh, praise our God. If we stay true, saints of God, to our conviction, eternal life in heaven with God is going to be our eternal home. Oh, we'll be able to say, as the Apostle Paul said, when he got to the end, as he was nearing the end, he said, I'm ready now to be delivered. You remember that, saints of God, back there in Timothy, when Paul said, I'm ready now to be delivered. Oh, Paul knew what he had done. Paul knew that he had lived for Almighty God. That's why he could say, I am ready now to be offered. And the time of my departure, Paul said, is at hand. Paul went on to say, I have fought a good fight. My, my, my. He said, I've finished my course. I have kept the faith. He said, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Saints of God, when we get down to the last mile of the way, we ought to be able to say, as the Apostle Paul, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. No matter what we might be going through, no matter how the enemy may be pressing sore, when we've done all that God has said to the glory and honor of God, when we get down to the last mile, when we get down and we are pressing a dying pillow, we ought to be able to look at our loved ones, if God allows us to be able to speak, and we ought to be able to say, I am ready to be delivered to Almighty God. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I have finished my course. I'm going on to get my crown and glory. Praise our God. Praise our God. Don't allow somebody want to hook you up to into a machine and say, let this machine help. No, I'm ready to go on to meet the Lord. I've done all God has shown me to do. Oh, I love living right now while God has me living. But when it comes time, I want to be like the late Sister Dee, my mother. Do you see Jesus? He's coming to get me. I'm ready to go. Praise our God. Let us be ready, saints of God. That's what true salvation will allow us to be, ready to meet Almighty God. To lost this afternoon, gift of God, this abundant spiritual life, a life with meaning, a life with purpose, a life with joy. Oh, you can have it too. All you have to do is come to Jesus. Turn away from this world and all of its folly. Turn and live for Almighty God. Say, I want true salvation. And I want true salvation in the Lord. A salvation that's deep down in my soul. When I get up in the morning, I'm praising Almighty God. When I get up in the morning and God allows me before I get off my, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see another day. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to my family. As far as I know, each one of my family members, my church family, we're all in the land of the living. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon my children. Thank you, Lord, for the roof over my head, my job. Thank you, Lord, for my paycheck. Oh, that's what having a life in Christ Jesus will allow you to do. Each and every morning, God will hear your voice, thanking God for his goodness. Praise our God. How many know what I'm talking about? You see, the old life of sin, it has no benefit. The old life of sin only leads to death. But serving God has its reward of eternal life in Christ Jesus. I say to the lost this afternoon, will you come to Jesus? We don't have to wait to the end of the service. You can come right now. If you're under the sound of my voice and the Spirit of the Lord is speaking, come to Jesus. Don't turn away from God. It may be your last time. Maybe your last opportunity. We're living in a time, as Brother Tony was saying to me yesterday, we were watching the news. And every time you turn around, every time you turn on the news, all you hear is about the shootings and the killings. We heard that there were four people and outside of the Dayton area. Don't know the name of the town or whatever, but outside of Dayton, Ohio, we heard on it was on the evening news, and it said there were four people shot, breaking news, four people shot in Dayton, in Ohio. And you know that's here. We live in Ohio. And so we were listening, and he said, oh, it's so sad. He said, every time you turn around, someone is killing someone. Someone is shooting someone. People don't value life. There's no value in another man's life. If I have an argument with you back in the day, if you had an argument, you may have had a little fist fight and came out with a black eye or whatever, but you went away and you still were in the land of the living. Today, if you get in an argument, you might be finding yourself 6 feet under, because that's the time in which we are living. People don't love God. If you don't love mankind, if you don't love God, you're not going to love mankind. The old man is not about loving God. It's about living for self. But when you come to God, you live for Almighty God. You put self in the rearview mirror, and you look forward for Almighty God, living for Jesus. Praise our God each and every day of your life. Praise our God. Oh, another aspect of true salvation is God's love for you and I. Oh, God loved us very much. You're told these words in 1 John, the 4th chapter and the 16th verse. It says, and we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. Do you believe God is love? God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Praise our God. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Praise our God. He said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love does what? Casteth out fear. because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Oh, then he went on to say, we love him because he did what? He first loved us. We were God's first love. Praise our God. His love for us sent his only begotten son to the cross. John 15:13 says, greater love has no man than this, than a man laid out his life for his friend. Our relationship with God is only possible because of Jesus Christ's death on the cross. Because the Bible says, for while we were yet sinners, he died for us. You see, we were still enemies of the cross. So let us thank God. You see, his love for us runs far deeper than anything that we, you and I can comprehend. Romans 5 speaks about the peace he wants us to have. There in Romans 5, verse 1, he said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. All that justification is our salvation. That's the first work of grace in God. See, being justified by faith, so you got to come to God in faith. And what is faith? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we walk by faith and not by sight. None of us have seen Almighty God, but we have faith to believe that there is a God in heaven. Praise our God. And so therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, but Paul didn't stop there. He said, by whom also we have access by faith. See, our only access to get into the kingdom of God is by faith in Jesus Christ, into his grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, I truly thank God for having this peace that God gives. I know that our world prides itself on Second Amendment rights and freedoms. But true freedom is knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. That's the freedom I want. Oh, I don't care about them Second Amendment rights because they don't know, half of them don't know what they mean, and it's by your own interpretation. When I get into the Word of God and I began to see my freedom is in Jesus, praise our God. Oh, Paul says to the saints there at Galatians, he said these words in Galatians 5, verse 1. He says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. Oh, that's the freedom, saints, we have. He said, wherewith Christ has made us free. That's the freedom, saints, we have. He said, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. See, we don't got it. We don't have to go back out and get all entangled up in this world.
Amen.
Oh, he has freed us from the bondage of this world. We can be steadfast, and we're liberated through Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is our liberator. He said, behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every, this is Paul saying here, he said, every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Oh, Paul back then was letting them know. You know, it was about circumcision of the flesh. Back then, all the male had to be circumcised. But now it is the circumcision of the heart. Praise our God. Our heart has to be changed. Now that we've accepted Jesus as our Lord, the Lord of our life, you and I have been made free. To the lost, you can have this freedom too. We can stand fast in this liberty. Oh, letting us know that liberty has been purchased for you and I. Liberty has made us free from our old life of sin. If you're professing to be saved, you don't consider yourself free in Jesus, then ask yourself this question, am I standing fast in that which Christ Jesus has purchased for me? You see, when you don't feel that you're free in Jesus, that means something's wrong. If you say you're saved and you say, well, I still don't feel that freedom, Sister Renee, oh, that means you can't be in Jesus. Because when you're in Jesus, you're free from that old man. You're free from that old way of life. The Word of God says we've been made free. We have a part also to play in that. You got to live right. You got to live according to God's eternal word. Oh, we got to stand fast, saints of God. Stand on the promises of God. That's what God has promised us in the Word of God. I know it is so hard for some to come and stay with God. Some feel that, oh, this has got to be the hardest way. Sister Renee, there are so many things that are out there in the world. There are so many things for us to do. There's so many things that God has blessed us with. Yes, he has. I know the devil is working on mine. The devil is working on our loved ones. The devil is keeping them from coming. You know, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 4, the God of this world has blinded their minds. Folks are living in darkness right now. But saints of God, we've got to keep our eye on the goal. We got to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. We can't allow the circumstances. We can't allow loved ones to get us off. We can't get burdened down because loved ones won't come to God. But we got to continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. We got to continue to believe in God. We got to continue to know that we've got to have on the armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because the devil is on his throne and the devil is working. We heard about it on Wednesday night. How many remember what was said on Wednesday night? You see, since the fall of the garden, in the garden, the devil has tried to bait mankind. He has tried to give mankind false teaching and false things. But look at, remember the testimonies on Wednesday night. Oh, Sister June testified. She testified how she had to take a stand, how she stood when others were not rightly dividing the word of truth. Then we heard from Sister Millicent. How the devil tried to challenge her, how the devil tried to get her off. The sister took a stand. She did exactly what the word of God said. She took and she de-escalated that situation. Why? Because the word of God tells us, and saints, you know it well over in Romans, when the word of God tells us, if your enemy hungry, he said, do what? He said, feed him. He said, if he thirsty, he said, give him what? Give him drink. Why? In doing so, you do what? You heat coals of fire upon his head. Thanks of God, that's what we have to do. Why? Because vengeance is God. We can't go back at an individual. We got to stand and allow God to take care of that situation. Oh, Sister Renee, I'm not there yet. Well, you got to get there. You got to get there. If you want God to work in your life, turn with me to Romans, the 6th, the 12th chapter. Turn there for a moment. And let us look at what he says there, starting with verse 9. He said, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. See, that's what we've got to do. See, love let love be without dissimulation, meaning don't be pretending to love someone or pretending I love you. And yet and still you don't. That's not of God. He said, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honoring, preferring one another. Well, this is another one, saints of God. We got to be careful of this. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. God wants these people to be fervent. He wants these people to be not slothful in business, doing things that we're supposed to do. Get it done. Then he said, rejoicing in hope. Oh, you and I've got to rejoice in hope. Patient in tribulation. When tribulations come, we've got to show patience, saints of God. Why? Because in your patience possess you your what? Your soul. He said, continue an instant in prayer. Always praying. Praying because God wants us to be a prayerful people. You pray without ceasing. Then he went on to say, distributing to the necessity of saints. Given to hospitality. Oh, we got a responsibility to each other. Look at what he says in verse 14. As Sister Millicent did, he said, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. She didn't have to get into a cursing war with him. All she had to do was bless him and go on. I've heard brothers say even about his dentist. He said, oh, he just told us. He said, Lord, this don't hold nothing to his charge since we got to get there. He said, rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. Nothing wrong with crying. If you got to cry, cry. Amen. In the time of rejoicing, rejoice. He said, be of the same mind, one toward another. Saints of God, we've got to have one mind. He said, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Then he says to us, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things what? Honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you. He said what? To live how? Peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself. We're not to go back at somebody. Don't get back at someone because they did something to you. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thy enemy hungry, he said, feed him. If he thirst, give him what? For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with what? Good. Then we heard from Brother DeAndre how he stood. See, saints of God, just going to get your hair, innocently going to get your hair cut. Your face with devilment. That's how the devil is rolling today. The devil in our time right now is doing all he can. But through it all, God delivered each and every one of the saints from the snares of the enemy of their soul. They took a stand for righteousness. They didn't waver, but they stood for Almighty God. Oh, saints of God, Satan's battle against us is strong right now. You and I have got to stand for righteousness. We got to stand for holiness. We got to stand in the word of God and allow God to work through you and I to draw souls to the kingdom of God. As we bring this message to a close, we thank God for his word and his word that is left on record. God has equipped each and every one of us that we will be able to stand in these evil days. Saints of God, we've had enough of truth, salvation in us that we should be able to stand. We should be able to go on for Almighty God. We should be able to live this life no matter what's going on around us. When people come in and they say things, we ought to be able to be so firm on what thus saith the Lord that we don't allow what the enemy said to even penetrate, to even get us off what the world would say, off our game, so to speak. But we should be able to stand, having our loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Oh, and if you don't make any ground, don't lose the ground that God has given you. Stand, therefore, in these last days, because the enemy is pressing sore at us. Turn with me to our scripture, and we're closing. Look at what Paul says there in 2 Timothy 1. He said, who has saved us? You see, we are saved through Christ Jesus, and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works. We have a holy calling, saints of God, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Sister broke this down. It was a foreordained plan. God didn't just come up with it at the last minute. He said, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immorality to light through the gospel. He said, whereunto I am appointed. This was Paul speaking. Paul was letting them know, I'm a preacher, appointed a preacher, and an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. But look at how Paul, he said, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Paul went through a lot of things. He suffered for the name of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said on that road to Damascus, that he was going to suffer. But look at what Paul said. He said, nevertheless, he said, I am not ashamed. Oh, saints of God, we have nothing to be ashamed about. We are children of the Most High God. He said, for I know whom I have believed. Do you have that assurance this afternoon? Do you have that assurance in true salvation, who you believe? He said, and am persuaded that he is able. Do you believe that God is able? Are you persuaded in your mind that God is able to keep that which you've committed unto him against that day? Then he went on to say, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. God bless you is my prayer.
Praise.
Amen.
Praise.
Praise.
Amen.
Praise. Praise.
Praise.
Praise.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord. Thank God for his word. Amen. Amen. That 12th verse, the Apostle Paul said, I know. I said he was not ashamed. He said, because I know whom I have believed. But he had to be brought to a knowledge of the truth before he could know. He met the truth out on that road to Damascus.
Yes, he did. Amen.
And he received the truth of his, of that word.
Amen.
In order for us to be saved, we have to receive the truth of God's word today. The same way that the Apostle Paul had to come face to face with that truth. And then later on, he testified of the things that he had done, how he persecuted the church of God, because he came to a knowledge of the truth. And in order for us to be saved, we have to come to a knowledge of the truth. We've got to embrace that truth. Thank God. Amen. We have to believe that there is a true salvation. And we have to desire that true salvation. Not settle for some substitute. Our Sunday school lesson talked about how human sects and so on have substituted human creeds and human laws and all these things, but they don't bring about true salvation. It takes the truth of God's word. Thank God for his word this day. Amen. The truth was preached this morning. And we have been confronted with the truth. And so, because we have heard the truth, we have no excuse if we don't measure to it, other than just the fact that we're stiff-necked and don't want to. But if that's where we are, God knows that as well. And we're going to meet that now and in the judgment. Shall we stand? The Lord God has offered us true salvation. God was mindful of us before the world began and offers us true salvation. It's up to us to take it, to receive it. We have that opportunity to walk in the light of his truth. Amen. Humble yourself to walk with God. Shall we turn to number 505 in the worship of the Lord? Humble yourself to walk with God. 505. What it takes.
If thou would have the dear Savior from heaven walk by your side from the morn till the even, there is a rule that each day you must follow. Humble yourself to all. Humble yourself to walk with God, just as the Lord in the world's early ages walked and communed with the prophets and sages. He will come now if you humble yourself to walk with God. Humble yourself and the Lord will humble yourself to walk with God.
Amen. That chord says he will not walk with the proud or the scornful. If someone is not surrendered to God, they're proud. They're scornful. Because if they had surrendered to God, that would be gone. The Lord would have given them a new heart, a heart of flesh. Amen. If we want to have the dear Savior, if we want to have the Lord walk with us, or if we want to walk with the Lord, we have to humble ourselves.
Amen.
If we want true salvation, we have to humble ourselves. And that verse 2 said, just as the Lord in the world's early ages walked and communed with the prophets and sages. God, the Lord has not changed. And so he will be with us also. But we have to meet the conditions that's stated in this song. Amen. We have to humble ourselves to walk with him. Amen. Unless we do that, unless we are ready to give up the sin business, unless we're ready to submit ourselves to the will of the Lord will not accept us. If there's anything that's left in our heart or in our mind or in our life that is bold and unsubmitted, is resistant to the word of God and the will of God, then the Lord will not walk with us. Amen. We have to be as a little child, even as the word of God says. We have to be humble. We have to look to the Lord to direct our steps, because we don't really know what we should do or where we should go. We have to seek God's face.
Amen.
I want to be humble before
amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I want to be, remember me in prayer.
Yes. Remember me.
I want to be humble before the Lord.
Yes.
I don't want to seek my own way, but the way that the Lord has for me. Amen. Amen. Is there one with a special need? Is there one that will say just amen, amen, Lord bless you. Is there one who knows that they need to be saved and they know that they're not? This is according to the word of God. According to the word that was preached. This is according to the spirit that is speaking to your heart right now. Who will say, pray for me, or will come. Will come now. Or will say, pray for me. I want to be saved, but I don't know. Is there one who will say, just pray for my soul? Because I'm not saved, but I want to be saved. Praise our Praise our God. Amen. We saw the hands that were upraised before. I don't want to be found wanting. I don't want to be found lacking.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And we'll sing that third verse.
Just as the stream finds a bed that is lonely, so Jesus walked with the pure and the holy. Cast out your pride and in heartfelt contrition, humble yourself to walk with God. Humble yourself. He will not walk with the proud or the scornful. Humble yourself to walk with God.
Amen.
Thank God for his word. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for his word. Amen. Even the meditation that's in the morning bulletin says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Lord knows each heart today. He is a discerner. And he knows those who raise their hand, and he knows what they desire. He knows those who perhaps should have raised their hand, but for whatever reason, did not. Amen. We cannot be ashamed, not when the Lord offers us help. And so we're going to look to the Lord in prayer and thank him for the word that was preached. We know that the Spirit of God was present even as the word went forth. He knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. We pray that the Spirit of God will continue to work and preach to hearts and minds. But we thank him for what our ears and what our hearts have heard today. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, humbly, dear God, thanking you, Lord, for your word, realizing, dear God, that you gave your word today, dear Father, because it was needful, Lord, for souls, realizing, dear God, that you gave it, dear Father, that we may be established in thee, dear God, thanking you, Lord, for your anointing, dear God, upon your word this day. And we pray, dear Father, that you would help us, dear God, to measure to all of your word. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for giving your son to die on a cruel cross, Lord, that we could be saved. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, that we may have true salvation, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that that salvation was wrought through the blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, Father, that if we, Lord, are claiming, Lord, to be your children, Lord, if we have laid hold on this great salvation, Lord, help us, Lord, to realize, dear God, that your salvation, Lord, was wrought in truth, Lord, because we believe the truth of your word. Help us, Lord, to stand on that truth, dear God. Help us, Lord, not to compromise, dear God, from the truth, Lord, that bought our salvation. Help us, Lord, Father. Lord, you saw our upraised hands, dear God. Lord, those who raise their hands, dear God, who want, Lord, to be kept, Lord, by your word, want to be kept, Lord, by your spirit, dear Father. Knowing, dear God, that, Lord, if we, Lord, profess to be children of God, then, Lord, we have to walk in the light, Lord, that you have given to us. Lord, help us, Lord, to walk as children of light, dear Father. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, strengthen us, dear God. Help us, dear God, to ever, Lord, keep you upon our lips and upon our heart, dear God. Help us, Lord, to always be ready to give an answer, Lord, for the reason, Lord, of our faith, dear God. The faith that we have in you, dear God. If someone asks us why we serve you, Lord, help us, Lord, to be ready, Lord, to give an answer, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless, Lord, each heart, Lord, we pray that you remember each upraised hand, Lord, and that you would supply, dear God, Lord, the desire of each heart. Help us, Lord, to be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding, Lord, in your word and in your work. Lord, we know, dear God, that our labor and our life will not be in vain in thee, dear God. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to the hearts, Lord, of any who heard your word this day, dear God, and who have not surrendered to you. Lord, have not humbled themselves to walk with you. Lord, whether it be in this building, dear God, or whether it be on the phone, or whether someone dials in, dear God, to listen to the message, dear God, even on the computer system, dear Father. Lord, if there's one, dear God, who has not surrendered to you, dear Father. Lord, if there's one, Lord, who is in the valley of decision, dear God, this day. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would continue, dear God, to strive with their spirit. Lord, that they would surrender to you, dear God. Lord, for the saving of their soul. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that there may come a day, dear God, Lord, that you will no longer speak to their hearts. And, Lord, what a sad, sad day that will be, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to hearts and minds, dear God. And, Lord, that they would turn and serve you, Lord. Lord, that they would run to you, dear God, with all of their might, dear God, and never stop running for thee, dear God, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, dear God, for how it ministered to our hearts and to our souls. And we pray, dear God, that you would just continue, Lord, Father, to show us, dear Father, the way wherein we should walk. Order our steps in your word. And truly, Lord, we will give you all the glory and all the praise. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember those, dear God, who went to the prayer room, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, the needs, dear Father, that they have. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be with them, dear God. Help them, dear God, to receive, Lord, the desires of their heart that they're seeking from thee. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now have your way, Lord. We know, dear God, that you reward honest hearts. And so we pray, dear God, that you would bless their Father and give them, their Father, that they seek. Have your way, Lord, in our hearts and in our lives. And, Lord, we give you glory now and forevermore. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen. Praise our God. You may be seated for a moment. Thank God for his word. Is there anyone who would wish to express themselves concerning the message? Sister Smith. Amen. 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 I receive my portion. Amen. Our announcements for Sunday, August 7th. 2022. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23 says, "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way." Amen. It just lets us know we have an obligation to pray one for another. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6 states, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Choir rehearsal will follow morning service. The November turkey giveaway canister is always open for donations. And as we can see, and we've stated before, I believe we started reading this announcement in March, and it is already August. So November is coming. Wednesday night, Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Please remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before service, then turn it back on just prior to. And please mute your phones. Pray for Brother Byron Johnson. Amen. Who is our teacher, our leader, our facilitator for Wednesday night Bible study. Happy birthday blessings this week. I'll state the oldest one first. To Sister Melita McElroy on August the 11th. Sorry, Sister Millicent McElroy on August the 11th. And then Sister Melita McElroy, also, who followed shortly thereafter on August the 11th. Amen. Thank the Lord for you both. And thank the Lord for your testimony. Amen. We thank God for blessing for Sister Melita that she was scheduled to drive the bus on today. We thank God for traveling mercies. Please lift up Sister Millicent McElroy and Brother Thomas Mann as they are listed as scheduled bus drivers for next Lord's Day, if it be the Lord's will, on August the 14th. Our thought for today, I'm a firm believer that the truth will always come out. You might as well save yourself the energy and just be honest from the start. Amen. Amen. Amen, Tatum. Thank the Lord for his goodness. And so glad, Marjo, for you and your daughters to be here. Would you like to express yourself? Again, this is Sister Margie's daughter. Amen. So glad to see you, and we love your children and your son. We miss Brother Javier today, but we'll look for him. And so glad that you're here today. Glad that you got a day off and you're able to be here. And we just love your mother too. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to express themselves? By the way, good morning, girls. That being all, shall we stand? Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Sister Smith, would you dismiss us with prayer, please? Amen. Praise God.